Welcome to the Zion Mountain Local Service District Board meeting. It is Thursday, April 10th, 5 o'clock. Physical address 9065 West Highway 9, Mount Carmel, Utah. Do we have I don't see anyone to introduce online. Do we have anyone at site to introduce?
No, we don't. I'm here.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then, can we have a motion to approve the meeting agenda?
So motion.
I can second it. It's Steve.
Say
Aye.
aye. All right. We'll move on to 4A to review and approve the invoices for the operating expenses.
Okay, so I'm assuming we're not going to be approving any of these, but for your knowledge, here are our water rec. We still have the same Bighorn Biohabitats, CM&D, Desert Edge, Garcane Energy, Landmark Testing, and Sherwood. So our total water rec is 953,718. The Discovery Center, a lot of these are going to be on the disbursement request. The ones that aren't, we've got still some outstanding that we owe to CM&D for 10,000. George Ralph's, that's not going to be reimbursed by the CIB. And then I think those are the only ones. Oh, and then we have this Richards Brand. That's not going to be reimbursed by the CIB. And then our general operating expenses, we have Hinton Burdick 23,000, LRB 21,000, Riley Snow 8,875, Snow Jensen Reese 1,909. So our operating expenses are 55,168.
Sorry, that rooster crows every time I take it off mute.
Ah, that's the problem.
I guess, like you said, we haven't had any other funding come in from the county, I guess.
No, we have not. This is just a standing item on our agenda. So, any questions about any of these?
I don't have any.
Okay.
When do we just quick question. I know that last board meeting we did have money come in from the county. When do we normally get those? Is that like a monthly transfer or how often do they do that? There's
Well,
fall.
we get a lot of them at the beginning of the year, but
Okay.
now I think we'll just get them as people pay, like the delinquent ones.
So,
They'll just send them as they collect them.
we're not expecting any in the for the foreseeable future, any significant amount, right?
Well, we are, I believe we still have, let me look. My computer's slow. Uh-oh. Frozen. We are expecting still. Just about 60,000.
Oh, 6-0 in this cycle, not even, or is that before the end of the year? When does that cycle end?
That's from, I believe, last year. So
That surprising, Kevin? It seems like I thought I don't know the cycle of these, but I know that normally you get your property tax notices when in November or something like that. And most people are supposed to pay them by the end of the year, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to check with Brock. I'm not up on the
Yeah,
tax,
that.
the booking, bookkeeping stuff.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about my property tax for King County that I pay, and then for the other counties where I have a place. I mean, it's just, it kind of comes to you, and after the notification period, it seems like all the counties work the same. I'm just surprised that there's still $60,000 outstanding that haven't been paid, that should have been paid by the end of last year. But
I'm sure we still owe someone. I don't know about other property owners or houses or anything, but
okay.
you could run it. I don't know. Commissioner Kibbe could probably tell us when it's when the cycles are maybe a little better. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean
Okay.
the taxes are due November 30th unless it falls on a weekend. And I think this last year went into December. And then as the county gets them, if you're in good standing with the state, then we send the money to the different entities. We don't hold on to it.
Okay.
So whatever due is probably just from delinquent taxes people
Okay.
and.
Haven't paid yet. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I think, do we need a motion to pay the ones or that we have, or that we can submit to the CIB? Is that what we need to do?
Think that's going to
No,
be in the other meeting.
Oh, okay.
So we'll probably just want to table this item, but just so you are aware what we have outstanding.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no action on this one. It's just a standing meeting review, and if we have funds, then we motion to pay some. So it's on the agenda, so we can pay
No,
stuff.
yeah, I understand, but hopefully we'll get some more money in next month. Sounds like.
All right. So we can move on, Todd.
We need a motion to table that. If we're going to table it, sounds like we are.
I don't think we need to table it, but I'll motion to table it if that's
Oh.
needed. I think it's just, yeah, we don't have any
That's fine.
funding to pay, so.
All right. Looks like we need to review the reuse authorization agreement. Who
Yeah,
has that? Who's doing
I do. I have
that?
it. It's reuse authorization. This pertains to the water rec. Some of the governmental circles we've been traveling has us now submitting a water reuse application. And that's part of, perfecting the water rights in a municipal, and the reuse application pertains to our design of the water reclamation to recycle water and then reuse it. So that's kind of where that's at. And it's a pretty standard, I guess, just they want us, it's kind of check the box thing for the water rights. It's like, okay, we need to have a water reuse authorization form from you. And so I thought I'd just have the board comment if they had any input on it before we send it in as part of our water rec due diligence with the state. Riley Snow drafted this, and he's been talking with Locke over at the division. So he's the drafter on the whole thing.
I don't have any questions on it.
Okay.
I don't have
I'll
any questions
motion.
either.
I'll just motion that we go ahead and authorize this to be signed and given to Riley to submit it to the water rights people at the state.
I can second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, let's move on to 5A, non-action item to
present the 2025 financial statement.
So I
Soon.
have those. Here is our quarter one statement of financial position. Here is our total bank account at the end of quarter one, our operating account. The majority of that is earmarked for spirit funds. And then our construction account, that's the result of mainly the refund from our what we got back from Place Collaborative. And then here's our accounts receivable. That's that 60,000 that I said we're waiting to come in from property taxes. And then here is our construction in progress, 12.9 million for the visitor center, 1.9 million for the water rec. We have our vehicles, 75,000, and our land. Here's our accounts payable. This amount was what was on the unpaid bills that I just showed you. And then here is our CIB bond, 2.8. And then our equity, unrestricted net assets, 10.221 million. And our net revenue was 1.6 million for quarter one. And then here is our quarter one statement of activity. This I broke down by month, so you can see the CIB bond revenue each month for a total of 1.7 million. We have our accounting and legal fees, 26,574 for the quarter. Interest income 409, and then our interest expense was 179. So our total net revenue is the 1.681 million. Any questions?
Now I'll give kind of the board and everyone a little bit of the update. We will be closing here shortly on a supplemental funding bond for the Discovery Center from the CIB that was approved last week. So that's going to be forthcoming. I don't know when, how we, whether we have to amend the budget, or I don't know what the process might be there. I'm just kind of bringing that up because I'm just not clear on if we have to do that type of procedure or something as that happens. So I'm maybe that's a
Yeah, we might have,
very
we
question.
probably will have to amend the budget.
Okay, well, I guess I anticipate that.
Okay, good to know. Okay, well, any questions on that?
Yeah, that does make the visitor center completely fully covered, and so we can look forward to opening next year with that facility. Woohoo!
Okay, thanks, Danny. Is that it for that?
Yep, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. If we have nothing else, then we can have a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Let's see.
Seconded, Kevin.
All in favor, say
aye.
Right,
Aye.
when's our next meeting scheduled for?
It's at 5:30.
Okay, so 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, see
Well,
you,
okay.
everyone. Bye.
See you around.
Thank you.